Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. What's up, Steve Jessup? You're listening to my podcast, Jessup Show. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we're live.
Sandra time.
420 on a Friday.
Daytime. Daytime is fun.
Yeah.
Are you still doing it?
It's Steve Jessup, Jessup Show Podcast. Come on, yeah. Time to get a drink. The weekend is on us. Get you one of these. Pour it in the cup. Oh, shit. You know what I'm going to have to do? I got a bottle. God dang it, sober dicks. Quit fucking. No, you know what? No. Sober dicks, where have you been? Holy shit. I gotta go get that, we got a White Lightning, Hunch Punch. Somebody sent in the mail. Grab that. We're gonna drink some of that on today's show. You wanna be on it? The Zoom link is in the description. We are live. It's a 3:15. Let's get the one and only. Producer Mike! Where is he?
What's happening? I'm right here. Who's right here? I never leave this spot.
Producer Mike.
How are you, Steve? Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you. We have some exciting stuff to do on a Friday live in March. We're gonna take a gander at some Zoom calls, and some phone calls because we have the you know what sober dicks.
What do you mean?
What is that number? It's 225-800-3175. If you want to call in and leave a voicemail, we got some brand new voicemails. Producer Mike, what have you got on tap for our Friday Live? Come on, yeah.
Well, I'm working on a new segment for the opening. Producer Mike tips. What do you think? I'm going to give a tip every week.
Well, you know what? I think you're trying to steal lightning from therapy time with Buckland.
Oh no, this has nothing to do with mental health whatsoever.
Oh.
Okay,
like
so you
life
know how,
hacks.
Yeah, kind of like a life hack. Now you know
do you want to start off this live broadcast with your very first Producer Mike tips?
I would very much.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing a brand new segment live on a Friday, Jessup Show Podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Douchebag.
Yeah, I know.
You're an idiot.
Let's go with Producer Mike Life Hack Tips.
Hey, so you know how we just went on that cruise? And we, you know, we kind of, you know, we're a little underboard a bit where we brought, you know, extracurriculars with us, right? So I wanted to bring a bunch of carts with me. And what I ended up doing at some degree of risk was just have them floating in my toiletry bag. I would also have them wrapped, rolled up in like jeans and stuff. Well, what I did, I saw this on Amazon. It's one of those lock boxes that you would put on your front door, like if you were selling your house. And you can lock this thing and you could put all your carts in here. And then you lock the thing up and then you throw that in your bag. Well, even if they find this, you could put a little label that it says West Coast boat keys. They can't even get in this thing.
Is that like that was when you got your house?
Well, no, this one I bought on Amazon for like $15. But you just get it. You put your, look at that. There's some weed in it already.
Weed in a lockbox. Now, all the realtors watching and or listening to the Jessup Show podcast are now going to have a new place to hide their stash.
No shit.
In the lockbox.
They're probably already doing it.
Do you think that we have any realtors listening or watching live on a Friday getting fucked up with us?
Yeah, Brad. Brad's a realtor. Sad Brad's a realtor.
Take me, Brad, down,
Sad Brad does it all.
Yeah, but I thought he was in the airport enforcement game now.
He is. He's doing that as well as he is still a realtor, I think, till the end of the year. I think that license lasts a year or whatever. But yeah, Brad will sling you a house if you need one.
I got Sober Dick's handing me this. I got...
Is that moonshine?
Yeah. I mean, nice. It's store-bought, but it's still strong as fuck. It's the lightning version. It's the old smoky lightning version of the Hunch Punch. That's what I'm having on a Friday.
Okay. Well, you might want to get a Sober Dick over that for you.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Since I'm still nursing my ulcer, I am drinking half Mio, half Metamucil. Yeah.
That sounds stupid.
Next week I should be back. Maybe just beer. Oh, shit. You know what? It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, too. So really a poor time of year for me to get an ulcer.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
I'm sure the list is long but distinguished. I'll tell you that.
First off, before we get to... It's been a minute since we've heard from the regulars.
Hell yeah.
But I feel like the phone is ringing.
That phone must have been ringing off the hook for the last 2 months. We haven't checked phone messages, so this should be exciting.
Checked any messages. We're going to check some messages starting with this. Now, this may be an old message from, or a new message, I'm not sure, from Adam. I'm not sure, but it just says Florida Man. But you tell me if you think this is Adam. I couldn't figure it out.
SD!
That's Adam.
You're kicking ass, man. I've been driving since 4 a.m. It's now 6 a.m. And I'm still not at work. Just wanted to let you know, man, you kick ass. Have a good one. Can't wait for the live.
Wow, the live. We're on it. Maybe we'll hear from Adam today on the live. This is from a guy named Pete.
Yeah, Steve, hey, Pete Schmall from Bedell, Minnesota. I was going to mail you a letter, but I got a lot of stories about my life, I guess, from taking acid and mushrooms and going to church. And also a lot of stuff, getting thrown from vehicles.
Yeah.
I'm from Bedell, Minnesota. But my phone number is...
That makes sense.
320.
Oh, wait. Sober Dicks, why didn't you... We don't want that phone number on the... Okay, there's another one from Pete. Hang on.
Yeah, Steve. Pete again here.
Pete again here. Hey, you know who he sounds like is...
Repeat.
No, that guy that was on SNL, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
Oh, Stuart Smalley.
Gosh darn it, people like me.
What was that? The Daily Confirmation, I think
What
it
was
been
that
called?
Guy's name? Now, he's a politician, isn't he?
Yeah, Al Franken, is the politician, yeah, ironically, in the state of Minnesota.
It sounds like Al Franken.
He said in Minnesota.
Pete again here.
Pete again here.
I even got in the wrong bedroom, and I was in the right bedroom, but my girlfriend's aunt was sleeping in there, and I accidentally did her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Did he say oral?
I think he accidentally fucked his aunt.
It's a little anti-oral might have occurred is what he's trying to tell us. I don't know, dude.
Is it incest if it's an accidental fucking of a relative?
I thought his first phone call was fine. The second one.
Yeah.
Pete, stick with
he
Pete.
He got high and did mushrooms and went to church.
And then fucked his aunt. I don't think that ended, the date ended particularly well for Pete.
Yeah. One more call and then we'll check in with the regulars.
Sweet.
Steve, this is Tommy Slate out here in Napa Valley, California. What the hell are you doing, man?
What?
Are you still doing it?
Yeah.
Better let me know.
Oh, shit.
Make me come look.
All right.
Pay you a visit. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I'm sure he's watching, so, yep.
Tony, I'm
still
doing it. I like that.
Are you still doing it?
That's hot shit right there.
Hold up. Fuck, I'm fucking up.
Oh, my God. Coming in hot. Eddie Weber!
What's going on, gentlemen?
Eddie, I'm over here making dick moves.
Hey, man, sometimes you gotta make them dick moves.
Yeah, you gotta make a dick a move.
Sometimes you gotta move the dick. Fucking, you know? It happens. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not gonna help you move the dick, but I'm just saying, sometimes you gotta move the dick. Bro, I swear I'll probably be fucking asking one of y'all for bail by Sunday.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, bro, I swear to God, me and fucking Brad get ready to cut that goddamn Mustang loose. We're going to tear that son of a bitch off on some people.
Going to do what? What do you expect?
We're going to tear that Mustang off on some damn people, man. We're literally going to be selling them a fucking race car, essentially.
Oh, have you guys not sold the classic one yet?
No, the Mustang just literally left the shop yesterday. I got it in my possession again, and it's literally getting ready to go on a truck to head to auction.
Where are you going to auction it at?
We're going to try for the, Pebble Beach will be first week of April. There's supposed to be a late March, like down in Tampa, something like that, with either Barrett Jackson or Meckham, one of the two, like, sponsored kind of deals. We're going to send down there to that.
Did you say Meckham?
Yeah, Meckham. Like, me come is the way it's spelled, but, like, I ain't never came.
I did that this morning.
Hey, that's, you know what the doctors say. I don't know what the doctor says about that.
But, I mean, I think the people who are on the show say Meckham.
I thought it was Meckham.
Patata?
Hey, look, you say airplane, I say op-plane. That didn't really work out at all.
Oh. Hey, I am drinking White Lightning Hunch Punch.
Hey, man, I like that shit. Now, don't get me wrong, dude. Back when I used to like that little Hunch Punch, you get you some of that, like, Mike's Hard Lemonade, a little lemonade on the back end, take you a nip in the tuck with the lemonade. With Hunch Punch, it actually tastes pretty good.
It's potent.
It's only, like, 80 proof. Come on, now.
Are you threatening me?
No, I do, however, have fucking dead mouse beer, and I'm not really sure how to feel about that shit.
Yeah, what is that?
It's fucking coconut beer.
Why did you do,
I didn't. It was given to me and I don't know what to do. I felt like rude for
you just, know what? Like,
to throw it immediately away.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this anymore, but I feel like so far with your drink and producer Mike's drink, it's Gay Drink Friday.
Hey, look. $20, $20, sir. Ass buckler.
Yeah. I'm sick of it. Next person that doesn't come on the screen with a proper ass drink. I mean, you know, no telling what I'm bound to do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna just shut the hell up. I wanna see how this plays out.
Carrying on like that.
So what is this? Well, you got Jack Daniels and Coke right there. What is it? What the? Those are drank up.
No, hell, I still got plenty of them. Mm. This is just some shit my girl bought. She was like, hey, yeah, fucking.
Hey, I got guess you liked it. This because it had a fun label on it.
Yeah, I think it's just because of the black can. My girl is trying to be anti-racist, so she's even getting me like black cans and shit. It's fucked up.
I'm sick of it.
She tried.
Are you attracted to the black cans?
Hey, I'm with all of them. All right. I'm just saying, the fucking coconut beer is awful. Don't get it.
It sounds gross.
It. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much how it feels too.
Eddie Weber, ladies and gentlemen. Drinking coconut beer. I'm drinking coconut beer. Damn, I feel queer on a Friday. Drinking that coconut beer. Put something in my butt, cause I'm feeling a little queer.
Valid of any
I mean, $20 is still $20.
Tell your wife to stick to the hits. Okay? I don't need my buzz to be fancied up with goddamn coconuts, bitch! Drag your ass back to the store and get me some regular ass beer! Motherfucker!
Dude, I swear, I'm so scared. I swear to God, I had to sit there with my girl. Oh, how do you like the coconut beer? I had to drink the shit. I did. It was good, baby. I'm so scared of that goddamn woman. I swear to God, she'll kill me fucking dead in my damn sleep, bro.
The goal is not to be fancy. The goal is to get fucked up!
I mean, dude. We're on the same page. This damn coconut beer is like 3%. And the bitch went to make me connect a sausage last night and threw all the shit away. We almost fought on like 7 different levels last night over that goddamn connect a sausage.
That was a lot of words.
Sounds like divorce is imminent.
Filipino will cut a bitch.
I mean, the bitch is bringing home coconut beer and linked up sausage. I don't know what to do.
I can't run that fast. I'm going to need a golf cart, something.
The only thing that's making me not want to snap on some motherfuckers is there are 3 new flavors of Dude Wipes.
Hang on, what do you mean? What do you mean flavors? Like you test them out?
What? Wait, wasn't that something we came up with on the show, flavored butt wipes?
No, it was, but not putting your own fucking ass wipes in your mouth. What the hell are you talking about? they got 3 new flavors. I'm trying to, bud. Don't like it. Okay.
Good point. Good point. I don't know what you call scents. Maybe I should say scent. 3 new experiences for your ass. And this isn't an advertisement. I wish
you ever chewed five gum?
Bro, yeah. I wish we were sponsored by the wipes of the dudes, because I would stack up and stock up. I mean, those things are the best. I use the mint chill. Do you ever get a big old fucking dude wipe up in your ass?
Man, if there's anything wet on my butthole, I'm not a fan. I'm wiping my ass like a peasant, I reckon.
What? Why? How do you know that peasants didn't damp their leaves up? Or maybe the best wipes they ever had were after a fresh rain and their leaves were moist.
Yeah, just you fucking know. Path of least resistance.
You don't know.
No, I feel you, bro.
They had these dry ass, broken ass leaves, and their doo doo fingers. They were sick of it. But then one day a rain came and they got these wet leaves and they were like, oh bro, have you tried wet leaves? And then there was like a Eddie Weber fucking cave dude back in the day and he's like, you know what? You fucking gay ass wet leaves. I'm not doing it. I don't like anything wet up in there. And then they had an argument just like we are now, 8,000 years ago.
Well, here's my problem with it, man. I think maybe I'm scared that I like it. You know what I mean? That motherfucker, yeah, that was a long pause. You fucking left me out there for a fucking minute, bud.
That was
maybe
a
you would.
Pause.
Maybe you would. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. My girl's fucking, her dad was, hey, man, go try my bidet. I can't do it, dude. I cannot know that something's going to try to squirt in my butthole. I don't like it. I've been to prison. No lock doors.
You don't need dude wipes if you got a bidet.
Eddie Weber, are you saying that it would terrify you to find out you're 2% gay?
What if I'm just like 94% gay and like 6% retarded and it just cancels out?
I don't know about that, but you're probably 96% straight and 4% of you likes a little hot water shot up in your butt.
Well, dude, can we give me a lower percentage? Cause I got a little wiener. So like, I feel like, fuck, yeah, come on. We got taxes. We got to do taxes.
There are some. All right. Let's just abandon this whole.
Jesus Christ. Hey, boys. I love y'all, man.
I want to send you some new, because listen, they got new. I got the herbal, and then they have the aloe and butter shea, and that's fun. So many things to stick in your ass, Eddie.
I ain't there to put nothing near my butthole, but I promise.
Listen, get into it this weekend.
Yeah.
Go on down to the grocery store, get you some flavored wipes. We need to get to work on that, Eddie Weber. Could you start experimenting with, alright. We might have to get the Bucklands involved in this. Where were we on this flavored ass wipe idea, Bucklands?
I heard the shea butter and buttholes.
I know, but where did we leave off? I feel like someone's got to get into the testing phase. We're going to need some blank wipes. Someone's going to have to flavor them, and then we get a... Buckland, wasn't this for stanky-ass coochies?
Yeah.
rotten inner thighs. Well, how did we come up with this? Because on this very show, we have come up with some of the most successful billion-dollar ideas that have never been made.
Oh, hell yeah.
And flavored genital wipes was one of them.
Yes, sir.
So I feel like we need an experiment. Now, what was the thing that you guys experimented on last? Because you guys did some testing.
Was it the foot fucking?
Feet fucking.
Yeah, foot fucking, that's right. Oh. And then you duct taped her feet together and pounded her feet out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Are you guys up for continuing the challenges of testing?
Sure.
Now, what would be that? What, Jen? What? It's good to see you, by the way, Jen. Good to see Jen, Jeremy, and Jen Buckland, everybody. Jen, what do you think that they start a dude wipe with? What is that? Just a little piece of cotton or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what they do with it.
We need some blank wipes. We need some chemicaled wipes. We need the starter wipes.
Like the regular unscented?
No, you know, like before they've been dipped in anything, and then we gotta make some flavors.
Yeah.
Like a baby wipe with no flavor or nothing on it.
Right.
Nothing on it.
Zero wipe. Nothing on it. And then I guess you just mix up some flavor and stuff them all down in there. You know what would be good is like what you were just saying, the old baby wipes where you'd pull it out of the top and then, you get like a whole roll of dry, fresh ones and then fill that up with some flavor. So Jen, you're saying, buttered popcorn, you want, all the penises to taste like buttered popcorn.
I would like to try different flavors, then I let you know, I suppose. The buttered popcorn wouldn't be too bad.
What about Krispy Kreme glazed donut?
That sounds a lot better.
Fucking A right.
What about Cinnabon?
Hell yeah.
Anything glazed.
What about baked beans?
No thanks.
Okay.
No.
I ain't going down on no baked beans.
Me neither.
What? You? That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
If there's money or something involved, I'm about to draw the line.
Okay, what about egg drop soup?
Nah, probably not.
All right,
probably
Jen, not. You go ahead. Jen, throw a couple out.
I like fruity stuff, maybe watermelon. Mm.
It's okay, what about Fruity Pebbles?
No, not a fan
you know,
of
like
Fruity
cereal?
Pebbles. No.
No.
I do like the glazed donut, though. That seems appropriate.
Have you guys ever done that? You could do that. Go on down to the Krispy Kreme. Get a couple. Now, then the question becomes, how many glazed donuts can I get securely on my man's penis? Jeremy Buckland, how many glazed donuts before they start falling off?
I would say like 7, probably 6.
Krispy Kreme will have to start making them donut hole figures.
Woo!
That's for sure.
Man.
That's for sure.
Producer Mike, can you look up the average width of a Krispy Kreme donut?
You got it.
I want to say it's 3/4 of an inch. Maybe it's an inch. I don't know. You think it's an inch? Jen, you think a donut's an inch wide?
Oh, Lord, I have no idea. I guess we could start with it, and then I don't think it would last.
Will you smash down the first 3 donuts at the base?
Always start with a good base.
Oh, yeah. Got flat pancake those first three.
Sounds like a new experiment. Where's the nearest Krispy Kreme at?
Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem, man. We need to go down there while it's
sometimes
always
they got
hot.
Them at the gas station or the grocery store. They're not as fresh, but you can microwave them. Just be careful, Jeremy. You'll burn your dick.
Steve, it is 8 centimeters in diameter.
Okay, no. You know what? I just, you know, it was only a matter of time before you fucked something up. All right, can we go split screen with producer Mike, please?
Hang on. I wasn't prepared for this.
You know what? Just do something.
All right. And then I got to go back over here. And hit that. Yeah. What can I do for you, sir?
I just wanted to see your slack ass face.
Well,
producer Mike,
your wish has come true.
I want to know, look at me. I want to know how fat a donut is.
I thought you said you wanted the width. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's round, and so I want to know, like, how, maybe it's how tall it is.
Yeah, 8 centimeters. If you have it on its side.
Yeah.
Or do you mean like this or like this?
I want to know, like, producer Mike, we're trying to figure out how many donuts dick is how long his dick is.
Okay, so 8 centimeters.
You bro, you act like I'm a goddamn European over here. I don't know what you're saying. Centimeters. I don't know centimeters. Jeremy Buckland, what the fuck is he saying?
Oh, Jeremy's on mute again. All right, wait a minute.
I mean, Buckland worked in the CIA. Maybe they taught him centimeters.
No.
Well.
Bro, if you keep talking to me in this un-American Biden fucking conspiracy, we're all going all right. to hell talk.
I understand.
I'm not going to stand for it. I won't be talked to in centimeters.
I got you. Wheelchair Rick, can you do me a favor? Can you jump on your phone real quick and change 8 centimeters into inches, please?
Oh, you're going to talk to the real producer.
Yeah, well, I got my phone's my camera now, so I don't have a
son
phone
a
during the
bitch.
Show anymore.
Back up.
8 centimeters into inches. What the fuck are you talking about, Mike?
Ladies and gentlemen, coming in to save the day, our real backup producer, Wheelchair Rick, everybody. Wheelchair Rick is doing some math.
Guys? I don't know what the hell's going on here.
He's going to do some math.
Can you just type into Google, how many inches is 8 centimeters?
How many inches is 8 centimeters? 3.15 inches.
You know what?
There you go.
Mike, that is the fucking diameter, you son of a bitch. If I've ever had a fucking Krispy Kreme donut shoved in my mouth.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
Keep digging. I want to know the motherfucking. What, Buckland, what would you call that dimension on a donut? The width, the height, the fucking.
We don't want this part.
Yeah, we don't want the fucking. Yeah.
How thick that motherfucker is. That's
yeah,
what we're
because
on.
We're gonna stack those bitches up on our dick. I'm gonna pump my dick through the dick hole through the donut hole. Son of a bitch, Mike.
Listen, you know them baby's toys to where it had that little little stand and you stacked all them down on top of that thing. That's the part we want. That thickness up through there. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it easy for him.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That is the toy we want to turn our dick into with donuts.
Exactly.
I'm going to open a place called Dicks and Donuts. And we're going to serve corn dogs and donuts.
Oh, I can imagine the business.
Yeah. It's going to be a trailer. We're going to put the fucking donut on the dick. Dicks and donuts.
You will have different size corn dogs?
Bro. We're going to have one called Texas Link.
We got to do some experimenting.
Yeah. We're going to have one called Buckland Size. Yeah. You can fit 7 donuts on this motherfucker. Producer Mike, have you gotten any new dimensional figures for us on the donuts? Yes.
I'm trying to locate my cursor. We will bring up this.
Did you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you got?
So a Krispy Kreme original donut typically has the following dimensions. The hole in a typical Krispy Kreme glazed donut is 1 to 1 1/3 inches wide. The donut itself is approximately 3 1/4, 3 3/8 inches wide and maintains a constant height of 1 1/4 inches.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's about an inch. Yeah, it's about an inch because you're going to smash it a little bit. You'll smash out that quarter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going about an inch roughly. So Buckland's basically just announced live here on YouTube, 7 inches of dick, ladies.
Once we hit a Krispy Kreme, we'll verify that.
Seven Krispy Kremes. We have a new way to measure dicks on the Jessup Show podcast. I am working with a full dozen. Baker's dozen.
Yeah, I'm working with a full dozen twice. If I put them on there twice.
What? What are you saying? I'm smashing them too tight?
No, I said I could get a dozen on mine, but I have to do it twice.
Yeah, you have to flatten them out.
Yeah.
I fluff mine up. I actually get the big double size donuts. I get the 2-inch thick Texas size donuts. Yeah, so it's a nice Texas dozen. I have a 24-inch penis. That's why I never leave this shop. I don't know what to can't do with get my out dick. The door. Yeah, I can't get my dick through the door. I mean, they built the building around my dick. It got so big. A lot of people gain weight in their neck or their gut, but mine all went to the dick. I just sit around eating and feeding that motherfucker.
Lord, that sounds rough.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
What's going on in the Buckland household?
The mice.
Drank a few cold ones, just got home from work.
And, yeah, you got a job.
Yeah, what's going on with your work?
Turning fucking wrenches, man. Turning wrenches. Back to mechanicking, dude. Got a new job. Less stressful. Fucking 40 hours a week. No more Saturdays. No more whore shit. No more staying over. No more of that fucking shit.
Just a regular schedule, not that crazy ass shit you were doing before.
Yeah, that fucking shit's
fucking
crazy.
They call you in the middle of the night on a Saturday. Goddamn belt's broken. Get up here.
Yep, you got that fucking shit right, and that's a damn fucking truth.
Yeah, we're loading all this cash up to send to the Middle East and our belt feed of $100 bills into this plane has broke.
Yep. Come That's exactly fucking right.
Jed, while you're up.
Hey, yeah, I get my fucking truck on Friday and I come home. I ain't get no phone calls saying, hey, you need to come back. I'll see you Monday is what they say. Yeah. I'll have, to, when I leave, I don't have to worry about shit. Done.
Yeah. So they did call you and say, come back?
No, not the new place, but the old place, fuck yeah. The old place I worked at, fuck yeah, man. I get to the fucking house and pull in the fucking driveway. They call and say, hey, you need to come back over here.
You know how dirty the CIA is, man. You don't never stay there.
They bunch of fucking crooks.
Are you guys worried about them rifling through your security cameras and watching you guys do it?
Ooh, I'd like to see them rifle through it.
Oh my goodness! Well, good bless. I'm glad you got. God bless, brother. Glad you got a new gig. Cheers, Jeremy Buckland, Jen Buckland. Cheers, here's bro. To you. Cheersing on a Friday. Come on, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only, one and only Tent Gang, yeah.
Captain.
Yes.
Captain.
Yes.
Tent Gang, what's up? We're cheers, and I'm drinking White Lightning Hunch Punch on a Friday.
So, Paps,
well,
man.
Well, fuck, I'm drinking the same shit.
I'm drinking a Beast.
Got a Beast, man.
No advertisement, but Big Beast. That's not
Will, I'm also drinking that. On the backside.
And a mixed drink whiskey.
Yeah. We're mixing it up a little here.
Oh my God, you have a mask and you're drinking from a mask. Tabby Cat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Rob, Will.
Yeah.
I love it. Why are you wearing a mask on Friday, Tabby?
Well, shit, on the 17th is not only St. Patty's Day, it's my anniversary.
Yes.
Ah, is it St. Patty's Day already, son of a bitch?
Guess what I'm doing.
I didn't know it was here. What are they doing festivities down there?
Yeah.
This weekend? Or the next weekend?
Shit. Shit. Hell yeah.
You start partying when your eyes wake up.
Yep. And then, I don't know where you're going to bury your shillelagh. Yes. What else? We got other things coming up too.
We got festivals.
Go back to the
Charles.
Donuts, man. Look,
the donuts.
I'll smash a dozen. I can put one on.
You're flattening on them out.
Oh hell yeah! I'll smash the fuck out of them.
Smash them all.
They don't put a fuck. I'll smash the fuck out of them. I'll put a dozen on it.
They're an inch and a half.
if the light's on.
They're an inch and a half thick.
Right. I mean, am I right? Because after the while, they kind of sag out. Like, if you get them in the store, they're only an inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get it when they're fresh.
When they're fresh, they're all engorged. You know?
Swipes? Already made Twistler ones. I think I sent it to the show one time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were helping us with the flavored wipes.
And yes. I made Twistler flavored and barbecue ribs.
Now, did you guys test those out?
Yes. They work just fine.
Okay, now, so what did you do? Okay, so you put some, how did you make, what did you start with, like a paper towel?
Well, yeah, it was paper towels. I made sure to get the ones with no dye in them, no designs. because the first time I was stuck with Christmas snowman ones, so that didn't work too well.
But now, how, like, these wipes, these butt wipes, like, your finger don't break through. It's kind of like stronger material. Like, what is that?
I think it's weave fibers.
Yeah, you have to get something for, like, hey.
We must be able to order blanks on.
Just make sure it ain't a one ply.
I need to make it to where it's a container is refillable and use fabric, and you wash the fabric and reuse them.
Fuck it, just go to Goodwill and get all their fucking old fabric and shred it.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe an old sheet.
Fucking right, bro.
Right. And then, so you did barbecue. Now, I don't think that would have gone over well with the Bucklands because they were negative on all the salty flavors.
Well, those are the beans.
The beans, yeah.
I mean, I said barbecue beans. That's barbecue.
Nah, you want the barbecue ribs, you know, as a man, to where you can see if she can suck the meat off the bone, bro. Come on.
I was scared it was going to bite you.
Bite you?
What about king cake flavor?
Yeah, there's plenty of... coming out a little later.
Did you notice that he agreed to every flavor?
Yeah.
Buckland agreed to every flavor. Like, yeah.
Don't want to taste it, no. Buckland. You just want
to
wear it, bro.
It wasn't supposed to be, like, you weren't supposed to agree to it. She was.
Mm.
And he was over there like, yeah.
Yeah, but the wipes go both ways. So, like, if you had flavor wipes, Will, what would you do with them? Like, would you wipe them on your dick for your lady to go down on you, or would you wipe it on her, right?
That's a good question. Made for many things.
I mean, I'm gonna go, baby, I'm gonna go down on you, but I got these new, Buffalo Wild Wings flavored wipes. I'm on hot sauce up the pussy tonight, and then I'm gonna get in that. I'm gonna eat a face full of that fucking mild Buffalo Wild Wings sauce out of your puss.
That's gonna have to go on the guy.
Just pet up my ears and fuck it, we'll go everywhere you want to go. Hey man, is that shit with lube in it or just with flavor and cleaning?
Yeah, good questions. And Tabby Cat, is it okay if I just want to put Buffalo Wild Wing sauce on my lady's pussy?
Spicy. That shit will burn.
Huh?
You want it hot.
Not like that.
What can I do to spice up that pussy?
Woo! Little friction.
Oh, producer Mike is now weighing in. We do have a pussy expert.
Let's see what we got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only producer Mike weighing in with pussy advice.
All right, now you've made this too much of a lead in. All right, so you take your dude wipes, right, or the wipes, right, and you take your lady,
right.
and you get the Thanksgiving suite of wipes. So you take the one that tastes like turkey. You do the legs and the arms and maybe your belly. Cranberry sauce, that would be the pussy, I guess. Mashed potatoes in the right tit, stuffing in the left tit, and a pumpkin pie for the face.
You
went
dessert down there.
Wait a minute. He just went backwards. Who's fucking the mashed potatoes?
Will.
Wait.
Will.
Yes, sir.
I mean, normally I like to... just straight up attack producer Mike. Would you like to do it this time?
Where in the hell did you learn any of that? That is what the
desserts down here.
No.
Hey, I actually just bought the Hamilton device mini Jetstream, and I apparently
that's the reason.
Yeah. I'm going to blame it on Hamilton devices.
You gotta blame it on
me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know I ain't talking about holes, but I know damn well the desserts down there.
You know it.
But damn.
Well, that was about the most worthless interruption. I mean, producer Mike, gonna stop us down with some information.
I have to respond to Will. I understand the pussy's dessert, but
sometimes, you know, a facial can be a dessert. And so the face and a pie, face pie, I don't know. So there's that, something
that's
there.
After. That's like going away type. Like, hey, I'm done now, but oh, by the way.
Okay.
You know, and then you go on the night after.
It's a by the way. While I'm here, I gotcha.
After is cream pop.
You get a facial. Yeah.
I, did yes, you guys sir. Ever see, Producer Mike, you two, did you ever see the, I think it was called 9 1/2 weeks where they did all the food fucking?
Now you're talking.
Exactly. Am I right, Tabby Cat?
You got in a buffet of fun, huh?
What was that movie? Because that was back in the 90s and it was like, it inspired everybody to stick food in each other's face.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's
almost Mickey like... Rourke and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that's right. Michelle Pfeiffer, Mickey Rourke. Can we...
You say Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid. Mm. All the motherfuckers some tweaking shit and just let the videos roll. They come late at night with some lights and stars.
Trying to remember the name of that show. I have seen it before, just like I've seen the one from Saturday Night Live, I think, and they are using a vibrator as a salad stirrer.
Robert.
Yes, sir.
I am trying to make sense of what you said. Are you saying when two meth heads fuck, they should call it Naked and Afraid?
No. Well, we could have a show on an island. We can put them out there. Get
an island full of meth heads?
And have them naked, and you get them all tweaked out, and it just... Put the cameras rolling that side and watch the motherfuckers hit lights to start the show. It'd be fucking awesome.
Isn't it more interesting if they're not tweaking? Like if you take them post tweak to the island where there's no meth and they're naked and afraid and need to tweak?
Yeah, just watch the before and after. Yeah, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
This is a great new show.
Yeah. Bring them down here. Bring them down here. We'll put them on that island where they made the first cars and hard shit. Just let it roll.
We even got a little channel. Go twinkle 19. Put the pipe down. Oh, I can see you through the blind. Through the blind, you have been up and towers too long. Just put the pipe down. Twinkle 19. We out.
I'm hanging around with those show folk fat.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Love it. We love
Big
it.
Big Willie. Yeah. Tabby Cat. Robert.
We want to say cheers.
Good
man.
To see you guys. Cheers it up on a Friday, 3:15 here. In March, good to see the Tent Gang, South Louisiana. Is this Adam? Adam!
This is one of our callers. One of Adam. Our 225-800-3175
Bro,
this
callers. Is a regular Adam. Adam, is this you? Hang on. I got this phone call, okay?
Hey,
is that you?
It's kicking ass, man. I've been driving since 4 a.m. It's now 6 a.m. And I'm still not at work. Just wanted to let you know, man, you kick ass.
Is that
Have a
you?
Good one. Can't wait for the live.
That's me.
Yeah. So, where do you work that you got to drive so far? You got up at 4. You're not at work yet. You're driving since 4.
I just got to my truck.
Are you driving a rig?
No. I just work everywhere. I work everywhere in Central Florida, South Florida, Central Florida, North Florida.
So sometimes you got to drive 2 hours to a gig?
Six. Sometimes. But
it's HVAC work? HVAC, no. Plumbing, what? I can't remember.
No. Little head never saved so many lives. Sprinkler.
Okay, yeah. So you'll go 6 hours to do a job?
Yeah, sometimes that's like out of town work though. Like if you're doing out of town work like that, like they usually pay for hotel, they get per diem. Yeah. It's like 75 a day, and then on top of hourly, and then you get drive time and everything else. But like, it's all right. this new job of mine, though, they work the hell out of you like a slave in the heat. It's not even summer yet.
Where you at right now?
I just got home. I just got to my truck. I just rolled up the first blunt that I'm about to smoke since like 6 o'clock this morning. And I got an hour and a half drive. And by the way, producer Mike, got to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't have nipple piercings, bro.
What?
I know what you're talking. I think I accused.
Producer Mike, why did you do that?
The only reason I know that was because I was listening to the podcast that y'all had posted up on Spotify on Tuesday. I was listening to it on yesterday. I'm like, this motherfucker's talking shit.
I thought I'd get one by Adam.
I don't have nipple piercings.
All right, but if you did, you'd have the ones that have like bell bars that like bell the weights at the end, right?
That's funny that you say that because I was actually in the process of talking with my lady. I am getting my nipples pierced this weekend.
Oh my God, this is not good. But Adam, you missed an opportunity. Producer Mike said bell bars.
Bell bars? Yeah, yeah. Like barbells, you mean?
Barbells, you mean, you cocksucker? What an idiot!
I don't know. Why haven't you gotten
bell
Jamie yet?
Bars!
Why haven't you gotten Jamie yet?
Hey, I don't know. I think it's more fun to have a completely half-retarded producer.
He's not half-retarded. He's not full-blown retarded. He's got enough to keep up with you and himself. He's good, man. He's doing better than me.
When you go in to get a piercing this weekend, will you tell them, I would like to get a couple of bell bars in my titties?
Just for you, I got you. I got you.
I want some bell bars up in these nipples, motherfucker.
Send me an email at producermike@jessupshow.com so I got your email address.
That is right.
Say it one more time. ProducerMike@gmail.com?
No.
ProducerMike@jessupshow.com.
All right. I got you.
Adam, we're professionals here. Our producer has a real email. It's ProducerMike@jessupshow.com. Okay.
I'm even getting my fancy pen and I'm writing this down.
ProducerMike@JessupShow.com. You can email him. You can also call, just like Adam did, 225-800-3175. 225-800-3175. Good to talk to you, Adam. I hope you make it home safe. Hell yeah, Wheelchair Rick. Thank God.
Yo.
Now listen, when producer Mike dies, which could be any day now, you take over.
I'll do it for the small price of a fifth of bamboo rum every month.
I don't know if we should negotiate in front of producer Mike.
Yeah. You know, I do have to say, Steve, on YouTube, this shit is asshole right now. Like, your shit's all choppy. I don't know if anybody told you that. There's been people that's commented on it. I tried to watch it a couple times. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the internet's got fucking AIDS or what.
It could be the internet.
Yeah, it was trying to hold me out. And I went on my cell phone, and I'm sitting here on my cell phone, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not settling for it.
So Wheelchair Rick, as our alternate producer, this is a great time to tell you. This is a good time for a technical announcement from the Jessup Show podcast. We always preserve our show with a backup recording, ladies and gentlemen.
All the time?
All the time. So no matter what, if YouTube decides to suck a fat dick as they do sometimes. Suck that dick, YouTube. We will re-upload our fancy backup recordings. But don't be fooled, you cocksuckers at YouTube. We are live on a Friday, 3:15, with the one and only Wheelchair Rick. Exciting. Now, Wheelchair Rick, we're planning the next cruise. Are you going?
Oh, fuck. Probably not.
Oh, hang on. That's the wrong.
I don't fuck with water, Steve. Hang on. The old lady's down. Rick, she's ready to go.
She'd throw
my fucking crippled ass in the ocean and move right on. I don't blame her. She'd be like, psh. See ya.
Now, that's just a personal thing, because they do make it set up for you guys, you know, for you to join. Like, there's a accessibility, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's, I don't know. I got friends, and I've seen people that's done videos. They've been on cruises and shit like that, but I don't know, man.
What about that brand new boat, event. That big ass one that we went on the Wonder with the Reaps, but they have the new one, the Icon. I mean, they certainly.
You want to get on a middle boat.
What?
You want to get on the middle one. You don't want to get on the big one. The big one's when shit goes down, man. Like, that's. What? I don't know.
You want to get on a little boat?
Well, I mean, do you want to get on any boat right now in international waters? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, I got a gun. I'm ready.
He said, I got a gun. I'm ready. Shit,
I would like to get up in the front lines. Maybe I could pop a couple of those motherfuckers.
If I'm going to get on the boat, here's my thinking. If I'm going to get on the boat, then they need to allow me to bring my new track chair that I'm about to get. Because with that, at least I can stand up straight.
Right.
Fight off the fenders, you know what I mean? I can hand out drinks. We can fucking.
Do you need more width for the track chair? Is that why it's different?
Yeah, the track chair is going to be at least, I would say, a good probably 10 to 11 inches wider than what I'm in right now. Like, it's a big dog. Yeah, you know, it's called the Falcon.
That's at least 11 more donuts.
Yep.
I mean, if you're keeping up, have you ever thought about measuring your dick in donuts?
You know, there was a time where there was that on a movie I seen. Somebody was doing that, how many donuts they could fit on there. I forget what movie it was, but it gave you the idea back in high school. I unfortunately didn't have enough money to buy a bunch of donuts to try it.
Wheelchair Rick, as an alternate producer, I don't like the way you're coming at me and Buckland and everybody else who's having
fun.
Hey, I feel
you
like
fucking
you're
measure your dick
saying
donuts,
like
that's
you
your
guys
business.
Are a bunch of fucking hacks, stole this from a movie.
Nay, that's what, if you guys want to do this, That's your job. It's your business. You know what I mean?
Wheelchair
I
Rick,
didn't say
if you're
going to
be an ultra producer, I mean, you
look
have
at,
to
look
be,
at Mike eating donuts. Well, those I, were I, around I, his earlier. He could only fit about.
You.
He's eating what he could fit in mustard. That's probably it. Does it taste different? Is it saltier? Probably. Who knows? It's a glaze on there. That wasn't glazed when it was in the box, Mike.
Producer Mike, has that been on your dick?
yeah. I was measuring my dick. Now I'm eating the seven donuts that came off of it.
You're seven
of them.
You're seven donuts deep?
No, I'm about three. I'm not going to lie. I'm about now four. Four,
right,
four
listen,
donuts deep.
While you, Wheelchair Rick, could you please... I'm going to run. We have some donuts. You ever done it?
You actually have sober dicks there, like bringing you donuts right now. That's sober amazing. Dicks have,
they bring donuts. I don't like the donuts, but they bring donuts. I'm gonna go see how many donuts. If you guys could just.
Go ahead. I see what he's saying.
I'm gonna measure my donuts.
And then we're gonna talk while he does that to keep it from being dead air.
So, wheelchair Rick, let me ask you this: if you did get the Falcon onto a cruise ship, would it fit in the door so you'd be able to keep it in your cabin, or is this something you'd have to store outside?
No, definitely not. The Falcon, there's no way they would allow that on a cruise ship. It's got tracks as wheels. It's a tank. You know what I mean?
What if we tell the cruise line that your Falcon is a prop for one of the events that we're running? We get it on the boat that way, and then you tool around like you'd ever.
You know what's funny? You know. That actually might work. Like, we're a film crew. This is definitely for a film. We got to put it on here. You'll see him in it, temporarily here and there.
We're going to have a contact. So donuts are phenomenal. Entenmann's is also not a sponsor, but they make a quality glazed donut.
I was going to say another thing about the whole donut thing. You got to make sure that how big are the donuts? Where are they getting them from? Are they Dunkin' Donuts?
That's where I want to start, wheelchair Rick. First off, I want to say these donuts that the fucking sober dicks got are fresh. Okay.
Okay.
Very fat. I don't know what kind of fucking bullshit grocery store donuts you're working with over there, producer Mike, but these things are thick. All right. Nice. So I'm going to go with, I'm at three right now and a little bit of the tip poking through, but they're fat. They're the full inch and a quarter. So that's at least three, but plus three is a quarter, probably five, probably almost 4 inches mostly.
Mostly 4 inches. Got it.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. I'm going to pour out some more White Lightning in honor of a 3¾ donut measure stick.
That sounds like fun.
Cheers. I mean, Wheelchair Rick raises a good point. Are the Dunkin' Donuts thicker? Could you look that up? Because you looked up, you got the actual numbers on.
No problem. Hold on. Let me see where my fucking supercomputer is that I carry in my pocket every day. Well,
wheelchair Rick, I'm talking to the real producer of this.
Oh. Really?
What is the average circumference of a Dunkin' Donut?
This motherfucker's just eating, if you could. He's not doing shit.
Hey. You can't beat him.
Damn. Nice. Salty.
Producer Mike, would you like to ask Wheelchair Rick if he'll be an assistant? I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, you could bring him in like this anytime you want if you would rather him look up things.
Well, he has been an asset to me today, so thank you, Will.
Don't say an asshole. Do not say he's been an asshole.
Sorry.
Damn it, Mike!
But, yeah. Yeah, Wheelchair Rick, you're the best, just like the K-ville Hotel and Tavern in Kleinfeltersville, Pennsylvania.
Appreciate you. K-ville. You know, as much times as you guys mentioned the K-ville, I would almost have to think that he kind of threw you some low dude dirt and cheddar to throw you. You know what I mean? To say that. Is that a thing? Can I do that?
I got
that
a t-shirt out of the deal for sure. I got a t-shirt. Yeah. I got a K-ville t-shirt.
In that case, check out Wheelchair Rick on YouTube. Hold on, I got you.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Yep.
Wheelchair Rick, any numbers on the width of a Dunkin'?
3 inches is the normal circumference of a donut.
That's the motherfucking diameter, you cock-sucking idiot.
That's what it is. That's all they say. A 3-inch diameter, that's what it is for the average donut. Dunkin' Donuts follows the average 3-inch rule.
We need the fucking thickness, man.
Yeah.
Nowhere out here does it say thickness, bro. There's no thickness.
What did they call it? What did they call the measurement on the thing you found for Krispy Kreme?
How thick is the average donut?
Producer Mike, what did they call it? Because it was all written out there.
Yeah, that was like five screens ago, man. Hang on a sec.
Okay, here we go. What is the thickness of a Krispy Kreme donut? Okay. The hole in a typical Krispy Kreme glazed donut is about 1 inch to 1 3/8 inches wide. The donut itself is 3.5 to 3.4 inches wide and consistent 1 1/4 inches tall, which would be what you're looking for, I think.
Oh, motherfucking tall. How tall is my donut?
1 1/4 inches? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 1/4.
If you're using 1 1/4 inches.
1 1/4. Tall. So how tall is a Dunkin'? That's what we're looking for.
Okay, let's check it out.
You know what?
How
you're
tall is a donut from Dunkin'
as
Donut?
Producer Mike.
This is your future, Wheelchair Rick, if you choose
Producer
to.
Rick, you are as awful as the deceased Producer Mike.
I keep 1 1/4 inches.
Okay, so here's the thing. Can one of you... Worthless, producer one or assistants, look up who has the tallest donut.
I totally thought I told you this already.
Who has the tallest donut in the world?
In the world!
That's gonna be in... What the fuck? Where does it even say it?
Where is it? Where are these cocksuckers with this
Nick
tall
Giovanni?
Ass donut?
No, that's not it. Who the fuck is Nick Giovanni?
You know
how
what?
How tall is a Dunkin' Donut?
Did they come up with an 1 1/4, Wheelchair Rick, do you think? Because that's the average mouth opening?
You know, that's a good assessment. It might be.
And then that makes you think, like, what does a guy with a real fat dick do? Because if the average mouth opening is only 1 1/4, and you got some big fat dick, a bitch might be like, bro, I can't even open my mouth.
You think that's why they always say that there's somebody in this world for everybody? So it's like, if you haven't found that mouth, that's just, it's like Cinderella with the foot, you know, in the shoe. It's not you, you know what I mean? It's probably what it is. Right there. I bet you. We just locked the bar on that one. Call it good. Fuck. Shut the book on that.
So if you got a big fat dick that you just keep overstuffing into little tiny mouths, you got to keep looking. You're saying this is inspirational.
It is. I mean,
you got to keep looking for that.
There's a woman out there who can.
Gaping mouth.
Yep. You ain't got to worry about that.
And then when you see that slack-jawed 4-inch hole across
from the same goes for the woman, too. It can't just be for the guy. So with the woman, you know what I mean? And she just got, you know, she liked to do it. He was nice, went back, tried to plow her, couldn't fit it in, got him all upset, had to figure something else out, you know what I mean? Ended up using her feet, I guess, or something. And then, you know, just like anything, her dad was like, well, honey, you'll find your own, and... One day she'll find one that fits in her mouth, and it'll be like a Cinderella story all over again. It was a summer night.
I think the question we should be asking on today's live broadcast here, Wheelchair Rick, is and we'll go back and ask everybody else, but and not how many donuts, but have you ever had trouble fitting it in anywhere? We'll just go with anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I think...
I mean, because mouth man, or yeah. pussy, I mean, right. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that would say a lot. Go ahead.
I mean, I was just going to say this. If you're a real manly man, men of men, you have a story. You know what I mean? Like, there's a story where it wouldn't fit. You tried it. Didn't work. You had to move on. But some guys just don't got the aspirations to get up and try. You got to try. You know what I mean? vacuum cleaners. Some people like that. I don't know. I've never thought.
Oh, you mean just all kinds of stuff? I was thinking mostly just body parts.
Well, I was that thinking, too. Like, I mean, I've never had a manly woman. Men of men who like women and females. Usually we try that.
You know, you're all over the map. Let's get it focused in. Have you ever had a mouth you couldn't fit it in?
I mean, not really. I'm not that big. I'm not girthy like that, bro. Like, that's girth. You gotta have some girth to not be able to fit it in the average woman's mouth.
Can you also look up my theory? What is the average, hooker's mouth opening up to?
Gotcha.
I will look it up just to start you off, though. Google, I believe it's
Wilter Ricks. Go ahead. While producer Mike's looking it up, see if Google will accept what is the average hoe's mouth open up to.
I believe it's only 2.5 inches in Toccoa, Georgia. So if you happen to be down there in May, please check out the Ritz Theater to see Steve Jessup live at Toccoa, Georgia, May 11th at the Ritz Theater.
It's hilarious. All right, well, I didn't find the hooker, but I did find what the average jaw mouth opening is. And for the adults, it's generally been around 50 millimeters with a range from 32 to 77.
Well, you didn't see the start of the show, have you? Steve doesn't know what you're saying.
Okay, so here's the thing. Men can open it about 50, 60 millimeters, which is about, I don't know. Let's just remember that. 50 to 60, and then women is 45 to 55. So hold on. What is 45 millimeters in inches? 1.772 inches. So nice it's work. About a little over an inch and a half is the average mouth opening of a female. Damn. That's not a lot, I feel like. I mean, I guess with the fucking protruding, I don't know.
That's why a donut is an inch and a quarter, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. There you go. Hell yeah. I like it.
Oh, my God. We know shit on the Jessup Show podcast. We learn shit. So if your dick is 2 inches wide, you're not getting it in that bitch's mouth. She's going to be like, I'll cry.
That's the true meaning of just the tip, because that's all you're probably going to get. You know what I mean?
Producer Mike, let's keep on doing some math. Let's keep on doing some math, because this is something I've heard all through my life growing up. What is the width of a Coke can?
The width of a Coke can now, okay.
Yeah, because damn. I've heard a lot of people say he had a dick like a Coke can. And I'm going to say that's bullshit, because dicks don't get that big, because you can't stick it in a bitch's mouth if it's a Coke can.
I don't know. I've seen some crazy-ass pornos, Steve.
Oh. Do you think there's 2-inch diameter penises?
Oh, I know. Dude, for sure. There's 2-inch peckers, diameter peckers out there, don't dude. Say guarantee pecker. It. Guarantee. Look at Andre the Giant. How big you think his pecker was?
Don't say pecker, Wheelchair Rick.
Oh, sorry. Does that offend you?
Feels real kid pornish.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, little Charlie, whip out your pecker.
Oh, shit.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies, Wheelchair Rick.
The heebie-jeebies.
Say cock, or like heavy fucking shaft and balls and dick and
fucking dong piece
dong.
On that fucking. Yeah. The girthy dong, yeah. The
heavy dick.
The sandwich, the ham sandwich. I don't know.
Just, you know. Okay, producer Mike. We're going to really dial in your Google searches. What is the average width of an American dick?
All right.
You're going to think I'm making this up, but I...
You already, I'm going to say it's about an inch. I'm going to say an inch for average. It's probably about an inch or a...
My keyboard doesn't work anymore. I can't type anything into the damn box.
Just fucking shut him up. Could you put that in your Google? Average dick, biggest width. We'll go average width, biggest width.
I'm going to try to do the average width of the American penis.
Yeah, American penis.
9.31 centimeters. Erect penis length, 13.12 centimeters. Erect penis.
Hold on.
Why does it give us centimeters?
It said flaccid penis girth is about 3.66 inches erect penis. Mm-hmm. That's just, hold on a minute. So flaccid penis girth is 3.66 inches?
That's like the length they're saying.
Okay. So the length is about 5.1 inches erect.
Okay,
girth is about 4.59 is what it says. 4.59, that's a lot, bro. What are they talking about? Italy or something? Shit.
I don't think it... Is it supposed to be 2 inches thick?
No, Steve, this is the width of the Coke can. This was about a question you asked me about 4 minutes ago. I finally got it, so you're welcome.
Okay, so the Coke can is 2.5 inches, basically?
Essentially, yes, sir.
So if a guy had a Coke can dick, his dick would be 2.5 inches wide. And Wheelchair Rick, I mean, is there any evidence to back that up, that dicks can get 2.5 inches wide?
You know what? There's other sites, but I mean, the average penis is between 5.1 and 5.5 inches with one study finding, blah, 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 blah.
Width,
this one doesn't give me the girth. So 3.61 inches for, girth is.
I don't know what girth means. I thought that was like a weight.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I was thinking it was a round. It doesn't give you a round. What is that? The circumference of it?
Ask the Google bitch, what does girth mean?
Volume.
What does girth mean?
Here's the definition of girth. The measurement around the middle of something, especially a person's waist.
The measurement around the middle of something.
Oh, man, that's the whole measurement. That's like the all the way around. We're talking like the cross measurement.
Yeah, this
the diameter.
Just, I think the way we're putting it, the fucking the
she's
the
going all the way
right?
around like your belly size, like 33 inches. You know how you throw a tape measure around your waist to measure for pants,
right? I mean, this right here is the most one that pops up the most. It says. Penis length and circumference. The average American erect penis length was estimated at 6 inches and circumference at 5 inches, which is, I don't know, whatever you want to take that as.
No, if you had a 5-inch, that'd be like 2 Coke cans. That'd be like a fucking
right. I'm like,
family
who got
size.
These numbers?
That'd be like a party size baked bean can.
I think they fuck with AI so much, it's just fucking with Google's mind
you
now.
Never
Google
get a
don't know what to
job.
Think.
But I guess, I mean, I have, to your point, Wheelchair Rick, I have seen some little tiny white girls in porno movies trying to fit a whole lot of dick in their mouth and they can't get it in there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a thing.
It's
for
just
sure,
a tip.
Sure.
They just have just like, and then it'll be like 2, and they can't even get both hands around.
It's like a double style Chicago gyro, and they're just like, oh, 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 oh. Shit like that.
So let's go all the way back to the beginning and don't think because I'm fucked up and high live on YouTube on a Friday. I don't know where the beginning is. That is how big is the biggest motherfucking donut?
So you want me to look at that?
Yes, cocksucker.
Well, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
How big is the biggest donut in the entire world?
Because we know that we can only get an inch and a half, and I want to know where the donut is so big you have to smash it down a little bit to get that motherfucker in.
All right, you ready? I'm going to ask her, and she's going to tell you.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess, Wheelchair Rick. I think it's Austin, Texas, where they got this big, oversized donut. I feel like I've had one.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Go ahead.
How big is the biggest donut in the world?
102.5 kilograms. According to the Economic Times, Chef Nick DiGiovanni and Lynn Davis have set a new Guinness World Record for creating the largest donut, weighing 102.5 kilograms.
You know what?
They documented the process in a YouTube video. Which
there you go.
I didn't say the largest one, you motherfucker. I'm talking about just like going into a store and getting a fucking donut like a regular person, and they got the donut that don't fit in your mouth.
Where is the biggest donut you can order at a store? I don't know. It doesn't give you anything. It just gives you a bunch of different shops.
Don't even put in your application for full-time producer.
I don't think you can find that. I really don't think you can find that.
I just want to say, Producer Mike, I appreciate that you don't talk back as much as Wheelchair Rick does. Because, he says a lot of sassy stuff.
Can't help it. It's in my blood.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Is there a 2-inch donut? Can we go there?
All right. Let's give it a run.
A 2-inch tall donut. Where can I get a 2-inch tall donut?
Where can I buy the biggest donuts?
I will fucking kill you.
Nope. Can I buy a 2-inch donut?
And
now
it's
showing me washers on Amazon. It's like, oh wait, you need washers?
Oh my God, they're gonna send you so many donut ads. Wheelchair
Rick. Yeah, I'm fucked now, bro.
Wheelchair Rick, do me this favor. We're gonna bring in the Colonel here in a second, but what I want you to do, if you can, there is a place in Austin, Texas that makes a real big, crazy Texas-sized donut. See if you can look up on the internet, just regular old school style, what is the special, fancy donut place in Austin that makes the huge donut? Will you look that up? Got you, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wheelchair Rick, we're going to rejoin with him before we shut down. Find out where that big ass donut is in Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going all the way back to the 1800s in the Civil War. It's the Colonel.
Hello, world. This is your boy, the Colonel, speaking. And I got to say, if we're going to talk about great things in Texas, before I get even more fucked up than I am, east of El Paso, like about maybe 15 miles outside, there's a place called Cattleman's. They have a 2.5-pound steak called the Cowboy. It's 2.5-pound T-bone. You get a salad, full tater. You get every daggum thing. Anyone in that area, it's amazing. And they have their own cattle, their own head. They do all their slaughter on location. So it's pretty
fucking great. At your table?
If you want to, yeah, they could probably do that. Slip them a 50, you know, or something. Exactly.
Hey, Colonel, we're making dick moves on a Friday afternoon.
I've noticed that's been the common theme.
I'm drinking White Lightning Hunch Punch.
I see that. How is that?
Fucking me up.
That's all you gotta say. That's all you gotta say. Fuck me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget We are going to Georgia. Oh, yeah, May 11th. Tocoa, Georgia, at the Ritz Theater. We're doing a goddamn comedy show. Get your tickets.
I'm going to try to do that.
Go to SteveJessup.com. Get those tickets right now. Help us blow that out and fill that up. Colonel.
You definitely...
Hey, Colonel, is there a set of balls hanging over your microphone? We can't hear you so good.
My internet is has been giving me horrible, horrible shit today, so I apologize.
Understood, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think the Chinese have tapped into our internet because they said our YouTube feed was a little jumpy, and we're going to figure out and reload, upload if we have to, our backup recording if it's a little choppy chop chops. But the Chinese have infiltrated.
I honestly do believe so. I really, really do. The bill that's going to ban TikTok that's really getting pushed. I mean, I don't have TikTok, but I don't know. That might be a good idea. I don't know. A lot of people will be mad, but there you go. I don't know.
Is that what you're coming with today, TikTok?
No.
Let's see that sexy new shirt you got on.
Yes, sir. Got this in the mail the other day.
Does it say the only loyal bitch I know?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Now, have you worn that at the CVS or the Piggly Wiggly?
I don't have a Piggly Wiggly here. Did wear it in Walgreens. The very pretty lady that did my order, because I needed the pain pills like then and now. She was like, "I like your shirt." I promoted the show, of course, but I was like, "It's the truth because I'm single." She said, "Well, I'm married," and I was like, "Well,
found another Mary."
Yeah, well, good one, PM, good one. So yeah, I figure I met about 5 donuts, and if you cut one, like, get like a third of that donut cut off, you'd be, yeah, that's me.
So like, 5 grocery store donuts.
The mini ones. The mini.
Well, I mean, but the grocery stores, they're a little deflated. Like, you know, I think Jen Buckland made a good point. You know, when you get them at Krispy Kreme with the light on, they're all fat. They're like an inch and a quarter. They're like big fat donuts. But when you buy them in the grocery store, they're thin. They're not as fat. Yeah. They're like, and only like an inch wide. So you're saying you could fit, 4? Was that what it was?
5, and if you cut like
5
off of that
full
one,
grocery store donuts.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe the tip pokes through.
The flat ones. Yeah.
I kind of want my tip to poke through.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to have piss like sitting there in a little puddle after, you know, you do your little pit, pit, pit.
I'm not going to wear the donuts when I piss, Colonel.
Why not?
You're going to wear the donuts all the time?
Well, no, that would be that'd be a bad idea, wouldn't it?
You always have a snack nearby.
Now that would be a good thing whenever you're stoned.
Let me get one of my dick donuts. Fucking hungry over here.
But then again, it would be flaccid. Yeah.
Do you have a lady to feed them to?
No. No.
What about the dog? Oh.
Ooh.
Speaking of.
Squirrel!
Could you feed your dick donuts? Do you guys have that kind of relationship?
I don't know about that. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're only doing a stream here, bud. We'll stand by as long as you want.
I feel like what he's saying is let me go get some donuts and we'll just try this live.
Nah, I don't have any donuts. I actually haven't had a donut in a while, like a dick year. It's been a minute. It really has.
Did you say a dick year?
Yep.
How long is a dick year?
A dick year is a very good while, sir. It's just one of those things. It's
one
a dick
long year in dicks.
It's one long. It's not. It's you can't really a dick year. You can't really formulate where it ends and where it begins.
But just a moment, can you write that down as a possible title for this show? How long is a dick year?
Yeah. How many donuts make a dick year, or something like that? Yeah, let me get that down.
Yeah, we'll come up with something, I'm sure.
How many donuts is your dick?
Now, is a dick year a length of time or a unit of measure?
Yeah, good question.
Is a dick year
a length of time or measurement? Is that what you said, producer Mike?
Yeah, a measurement of distance or a measurement of time.
Well, no. A dick year is not a measurement of distance. It's a measurement of time and space. You know, so it's kind of like...
Okay.
How long ago was that? Oh, man, that was a dick year ago. I barely remember it, you know.
Like how much space in a vagina that my dick has actually passed through in a year's time would be my dick year?
Correct.
So I would either have
the vagina that it has been wiped down.
Wait a minute.
Better use dude wipes.
Have either one of you guys dicks ever seen vaginas?
Well, yeah. I've just retired.
Suck dicks in hell!
So I decided I wanted to keep my money that I made.
That was a key thing on the cruise, man. You taught me a good lesson there. You're like, I see exactly where you're coming from. I was like, you got ideas, sir.
Did you know that before the cruise that vaginas inhale dollar bills?
I learned that in my 20s. That's why I got a late start in my savings.
Yeah, because it's you know how like when you go up to get like a Coke at a vending machine and it's like and it sucks your dollar in?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pussies only take hundreds.
Quarters. Make it hail.
It's gonna make me come. No! No!
It would, I mean.
Yes, sir.
You ask a hook.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Colonel on a...
Cheers, everybody.
Bring him in. Yeah, get those tickets. To Cold Georgia, the 11th. What do we got? Bring them all in. Colonel, you want to do Toast of the Day?
Well, yeah, he does.
I will.
Toast of the Day. I'm going to pour a fresh shot of Hunch Punch White Lightning. Thank you. Not a sponsor, but man, some tasty hot shit. Old Smoky right here in Tennessee.
I have had that Old Smoky, of course, being, you know, so close, you know, and that stuff is really, really smooth. It's not the stuff you can get, you know, out in the shed back a couple hundred yards out there, but It's still pretty good. It's a pretty good product.
In a pinch, when you ain't got your friends a regular delivery, you can get some of this from Old Smokey. Go ahead.
Let's see here.
What do you got? Toast of the Day. Coming to us live from the Colonel on a 3:15 Friday.
Kept my head, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you. Here's to me. The best of friends will ever be. If anything should come between, fuck you, here's to me.
Don't do that. Okay.
I learned that in the Army.
Don't.
It's got a cheerful, it's cheerful.
Can, you know, all right, if we're going to do the Army toast, can I do this one? Oh, I might have done this one before, but I'm going to do it, Colonel. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it. We're going to do Army toast.
Please.
Here's to pussy and gunpowder. One brings you into the world and one takes you out. And I love the smell of both.
Yes. Cheers, brother.
Producer Mike.
Yes, sir.
What are we doing here on a Friday? Wrapping it up. Break them down for us, would you, one more time? Is that Adam?
Yeah, I'm glad you went to him next because he is totally hot boxed in the inside of his car.
Oh, Adam.
Or truck, rather.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't need it, man. I'm almost home.
Adam, we've discovered a lot of measurements. Today was full of measurements.
I don't understand them. I don't speak that millimeter shit. I speak freedom fractions.
I know, but we learned so many things, like the width of a donut and the width of a mouth. And
you want to hear something funny? I'll blow your fucking mind. I'll blow your mind. Did you know that the human anus can go ahead and fit a raccoon in it?
How many anuses?
You can fit one raccoon in your asshole. I'm not saying it from experience. Google it.
What Google. Is the, all right, producer Mike, Google, it. Google the diameter of a raccoon.
Okay, I'll do it just for Adam.
Good
thanks,
to see
Adam.
You, Adam.
Have a great weekend, man.
I mean, there's so many other things I'd want in my ass before a raccoon. Go ahead. Tent Gang, what do you got?
Wait, well, I know one thing. Well, I ain't getting no raccoon flying, so, you know. And
Will.
That is day, bro.
Will, do you feel like you learned anything, with all the measurements and diameters?
Yeah, I suck.
What do you have? Do you have, inch and a quarter?
Man, don't give me that much fucking pleasure.
And they lying about the mouth situation.
I'm talking about, look, I had to stick
my
Tabby thumb.
Oh, Tabby Cat, how much, can you fit in your mouth?
Well, she's putting that can in her mouth now. Hey, no teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth.
I can't see that. Producer Mike, can we go full screen? If Tabby Cat's shoving a can of Coke in her mouth, I want to see it.
Good point. A Paps can, bro. Yeah.
Okay, that's 2.5 inches.
I'm going to get her later
Holy
smiling
shit.
Like a donkey.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Like that, huh? Hey, now she's drinking shit.
Oh, man. Rob, that must make you feel so small.
Honestly, I'll roll that thing.
Five donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Like I said, I'll get her. Like a donut.
Oh my God.
Happy Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Cheers to you, Steve. Thank you for taking the time doing all this for everybody every Friday.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man, it's good to be here with you guys. I love it. God bless you, Tabby Cat. Thank you for showing us 2.5 inches is not a fucking problem.
Nope. Take it all, baby.
Hell yeah. Jen, what do you have to say for yourself?
We splitting donut holes here in the basement house this week.
Nice.
Yeah, all you ladies can just reference Tabby Cat shoving a fucking PBR cane into her face. That's amazing.
How about a little quick, how about a quick therapy session from Jeremy before they go?
I would like to do that. I feel like if we could get rid of your screen with the postponed thing.
Okay.
Well, let's go. Let's just regular split screen with Wheelchair Rick, because I was I was really hard on Wheelchair Rick as an alternate producer.
Well, let's see. With the Austin Donut,
shut
please?
Your fucking mouth.
Sorry, sir.
Anyway, I was really hard on alternate producer Wheelchair Rick, and I would like to do our newest and latest segment.
You gotta be kidding me.
Therapy Time with Jeremy Buckland. Therapy Time with Jeremy Buckland, and the patient of the day is Wheelchair Rick. Can we go back? Can we go back to Wheelchair Rick?
I'm coming back in. My camera's being crazy. The internet hates me and Chinese are trying to fuck us
up. Already. See what I'm talking about, Therapist Buckland? A lot of stress. If you could just take it from here, go ahead. Therapy Time with Jeremy Buckland.
Steve, I did get what you were looking for, though, sir.
Oh, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Come on, camera. The Voodoo Donut.
Oh, Voodoo Donut. That's what it is.
That's the most popular spot in Austin, Texas.
Voodoo Donut. They have the big ass fucking Texas donut.
VoodooDonut.com.
You have to cut it up. You can't fit it in your mouth.
Nope.
Go ahead. Therapy Time with Buckland.
Go ahead.
Well, Steve, I think you was pretty hard on producer Mike and Wheelchair Rick today, but both of them tried to do the best that they could fucking do, but they both still fucking suck.
Are you still doing it?
How is that therapy?
Yeah, this all thanks, Jeremy.
That was therapy. we're paying you $1,300 a month for that. Son of a bitch. Can I at least get a fucking breakfast sausage?
No shit, though. I love you both, man. Y'all are fucking awesome.
Jeremy Buckland, Jen Buckland, Wheelchair Rick, good to see you. Happy Friday. Dude. Have a good weekend. Hell yeah. What is the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it looked up. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. I did a quick look up on the Voodoo Donut.
A Voodoo Donut.
If you are in the neighborhood of 212 East 6th Street in Austin, Texas, you can hit the Voodoo Donut and get yourself a donut. Yeah.
Can you look up on the Voodoo Donut website what the size of their big-ass donut is? Yeah, look on that. Click that website link.
Yeah, I'm hitting the wrong button here.
No, that one. Yeah, exactly. We don't want to be in a fan club. Oh, shit.
Donuts.
Oh, my God. No, but classic, they have one that's really, really obnoxious.
Old Dirty Bastard?
No, it's they're super-sized donut. These are just their flavors. I'm going to show everybody what you're looking at. Look how good that is.
Oh, they got a cock and balls, dude.
Oh, my God. Cock and balls.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. The Memphis Mafia looks amazing. I want to eat that right now. One that's like the craziest? Like, go to donuts. Go to that donuts drop. Okay, no. Yeah. I know they have one that's like a Texas donut that's huge. That's the oversized one.
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll research this and then we'll give an update. Maybe we can get a representative of Voodoo Donut to actually,
We got a lot of love going on today's show. We talked about, Dude Wipes and, we talked about Voodoo Donuts and.
We sure did.
None of these people are sponsors.
No, we were giving out a lot of free love. A lot of free love.
Old Smokey, Hunch Punch, White Lightning, drinking that.
We'd like to apologize, though, to everyone who has been sticking in and watching live. There has been some choppiness to the feed. Sorry.
And you know what?
Sorry about that.
We might have to fix that, re-upload it, do whatever we got to do. But don't you worry.
No. Don't worry, folks. Fun times.
But this is Mike.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry.
Hey, are you going to do anything on Sunday? Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Son of a bitch. Where is my
weed?
That's
green. That is green.
I found my
weed. That's probably what you should do on Sunday. But any special plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, is that Sunday?
That is Sunday.
Just going to smoke.
I can dig it. So much. Might clean my apartment.
Hot.
Producer Mike, say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
Working. Woo! Tied my fingers bleed. And a little
weed. Oh, hell yeah. I'll see you guys next Friday. Hey, get those tickets if you're going to come see me in Toccoa, Georgia. Check this out. Saturday, May 11th.
Riding with my cub.
You get him.
Whoop, whoop. Kind of one y'all driving. Cops will ruin our bus. We just come. My is with the cold. The rest of it black and blue.
I got hot.
And one is with the popo. My rest of it black and blue.
Very.
I ain't got time for that stuff. I got shit to do.
You're an almighty dick.
Sticky
hickey too. I'm going to carry on.
That was the best one yet, man. That was it. Call it a night.